Sound Opinions is supported by Dark Matter Coffee, an importer and roaster of direct-sourced coffees, offering a variety of signature blends and barrel-aged selections at darkmattercoffee.com. Dark Matter Coffee. Get freshly roasted.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot, and we are going through some of our favorite recent records that haven't gotten as much attention as they should. Buried treasures, we call them, Mr. Kot. What is your next pick?
Jim, my next buried treasures is a band that has actually been around a while called The Lovely Eggs. You would love this band. They have been working basically on a self-produced level for a number of years. They're a spin-off of a very good Riot Girl era band out of England called Angelica, led by Holly Ross. What a sense of humor. What an attitude. Out of Lancaster, England. She went on to form The Lovely Eggs with her husband, David Blackwell, formerly of a psychedelic band named Three Dimensional Tanks, around 2006. Over the last decade, they've been making these records that have drawn a small but devoted cult following. I think they deserve a much bigger audience based on what I'm hearing on their fifth album. This is Eggland.
Eggland, no, okay.
Yes, Eggland, yes. And they're working for the first time with an outside producer. They picked Dave Fridman, a man who's produced some of our favorite bands, you know, including The Flaming Lips and Mercury Rev,
yeah.
People like that. And he does sort of amp up the attitude. He's not really taking anything away. He's just magnifying what makes this band so great. And I think, first and foremost, Holly Ross's attitude coming across loud and clear in a song saying, "I shouldn't have said that," from The Lovely Eggs on Sound Opinions. I shouldn't have said that from The Lovely Eggs. The new record is called This Is Eggland on Sound Opinions, a buried treasure for me. Jim, what do you got next?
Greg, I'm going to some stoner doom rock.
All right.
Very unique and original. Psychedelic Witchcraft is a group from Florence, Italy, that has got the requisite Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, but also a lot of Goblin, that wonderful psychedelic progressive rock band that did the Italian band, that did all those soundtracks for the Dario Argento movies, and Ennio Morricone, right? So a little bit of spaghetti Western as well. So we got all of these great ingredients. We have an incredibly powerful front woman, Virginia Monti. We have death occult themed lyrics. I mean, what more could you want? Plus, they're from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. This is their second proper album, just came out at the end of February, called Sound of the Wind. And, you know, every great stoner doom metal band has a wonderful anti-war song. Think, you know, War Pigs by Black Sabbath. This is Psychedelic Witchcraft's version of that. Lords of the War on Sound Opinions. Psychedelic Witchcraft, Lords of the War. I love this band. I really want to go to Italy and meet them.
I'm going to join you for that trip, Jim. That sounds really cool. Jim, the final band for me in our Buried Treasure segment is going to be a band out of Los Angeles, Dream System 8, they call themselves. Their debut album is just out. It's basically two veteran Los Angeles area musicians, Erica Electra and David Klotz. Klotz has actually had some kind of a pedigree in the TV world. He has won Emmy Awards as a music editor of TV shows like Stranger Things and Game of Thrones and American Horror Story. It was the his work on Stranger Things that inspired Dream System 8 to form. He started building up his synthesizer collection after he worked with those guys, the composers of the Stranger Things soundtrack, the guys Kyle Dixon and Michael Stein of that Austin, Texas band Survive. And he really enjoyed the sound they were getting. He wanted to channel some of that. So, you know, the guys going to, you know, garage sales and vintage shops, picking up Rolands and Korgs and, you know, all these geek out kind of Omnicord System 100.
Well, you know my love of that sound, mm-hmm. and I love the Stranger Things soundtrack.
So he's right in that pocket, Jim. That's all exactly right. What he's aiming for. I want to get that sort of early 80s vintage sound on vintage gear. What he really didn't, he had the sound in mind, but he really didn't have the songs. That's where his partnership with Erica Electra comes in. You know, she's writing on guitar, got a beautiful voice, floating these melodies over the top. The combination of the two has made for a very enchanting debut album. The album is called We Sleep Again, and the track I'm going to play, Shine a Little Light, from Dream System 8 on Sound Opinions.
On the ocean, driving me on the sea and in the
Shine a Little Light from Dream System 8 on Sound Opinions. What's your final buried treasure, Jim?
My last buried treasure pick, Greg, is also from Los Angeles. It's essentially a two-person project, Joni Margot and Randall Young. She is the lyricist and vocalist. He plays guitars, bass, keyboards, multi-instrumentalist producer. They go under the band name of Libertalia. Libertalia is a concept, Greg. This is part of the great sort of Afro-futurist school of poetry and music and literature, in that they have invented this country where, quote, the health, wealth, and happiness may be pursued unburdened by the dictates of oligarchs or the tyranny of the masses. We're envisioning a perfect world, right? Much like Sun Ra or Clinton at his most sci-fi. It's based on the writings of Thomas Jefferson. They've designed flags. They have maps, right? And they are in the midst of recording what they call the Green Dragon Trilogy of not one, not two, three concept albums about this land that doesn't exist. They've been releasing tracks in bits and pieces of this three-album masterpiece, which is eventually going to drop. Also, Janelle Monae, a lot of that in here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's soul, it's jazz, it's R&B, it's a little psychedelia, there's some reggae. It's a little, no offense, Mr. Randall Young, it's a little cleanly produced.
Mm-hmm.
Put me off at first. I wish there was a little more grit. But the more you listen, you realize they're really, they're absurdly ambitious and they're pulling off 98% of it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what I mean. Too Late to Walk Away is a track by Libertalia on Sound Opinions. That is Joni Margot, Randall Young, a.k.a. Libertalia, Too Late to Walk Away. And that wraps up this edition of Buried Treasures. If you've got an album that's flying under the radar that everyone else should hear, let us know. Give us a call at 888-859-1800 or connect with us on Facebook or Twitter. Coming up after a short break, we talk to indie rockers A Giant Dog. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.